Logopraxis work isn't about becoming a better person. What it's about is coming to see what the proprium is, and it's coming to see who the Lord is, and holding those two things. And through holding those two things, being in the acknowledgement that the Lord is the only good. Without him, we would rush headlong into the deepest hell. You know, that's something that's difficult for us to get our heads around, because we have the Lord maintaining our exterior so that that doesn't become something that we become fully aware of before we're actually able to see it. And so what happens in that process is that we start experiencing this, what was described as this third person element. Just so that you can have a bit of understanding of what that is, what's happening is that truths are being established in the interior natural, which is exactly what's being described here. We see these different things going on in different levels, and we are given to see them as if that seeing is us, that as if we are doing the seeing. But actually what's happening is that it's the truths from the word in us that is doing the seeing. And it's giving us that seeing as if it is our own, so that we can be engaged in this process, because there has to be a reciprocal relationship going on in order for regeneration to unfold. So it's good to remind ourselves that it is the Lord who does the seeing, not us. In and of ourselves, we cannot see one iota of truth, and we definitely can't see anything of good. So any capacity to see what is good and true is the Lord seeing in us, and by his mercy, giving us that seeing as if it is our own, so that we can then engage in this process, so a new will can be built up. And for a new will or a new self to be created, there has to be a conscious engagement on our part, and it has to be done as of ourselves. But always the power is from the Lord. So that was one aspect I just wanted to clarify for us.